The presidential candidate of the Progressive People's Party, Dr. Papakwesi Ndum, says providing access and ensuring free and compulsory quality education from kindergarten to senior high school level is what a PPP-led government will embark upon when given the nod. Dr. Ndum said this during a presidential debate of what the various political parties will do to improve quality education. The debate was organized by GBC for political parties that did not have the opportunity to present their policies to the electorate on the last IEA platform.
We are talking about access to quality education for every Ghanaian child. Yes, we say free, but the important element is the compulsory aspect. That is what other political parties don't want to talk about. I'm restraining myself from mentioning names, but let me say so. The NDC doesn't want to talk about compulsory. The MPP doesn't want to talk about compulsory. Nobody else wants to talk about the compulsory element, but that's what our constitution says. When the compulsory element is there, there is a responsibility of government to build more schools. So access, why? It is already in there. When it is compulsory, then every child, girl, will go. Blind will go. Handicapped, of any type, will go. When it is compulsory, you build our workforce up so that entrepreneurs, so that business people would want to invest when and where your children have been educated, when the basic level is at least senior high school level. And then let me also tell you some of the differences. Look, when somebody says free SHS, let's be clear. When 100 children start school, kindergarten, only 10 of them get to senior high school. So if someone says free SHS, it is for the 10 only. What about the 90? Aren't they Ghanaian children? We are talking about 100% of them start kindergarten, go through to the end of senior high school. But quality, you build better schools. Not just because they were on the trees, you go and build some 6 classroom blocks somewhere and leave them alone.
The presidential candidate of the Great Consolidated Popular Party, Dr. Henry Lati, believes building more schools, both at the primary and tertiary levels, to improve access without compromising quality is the way to go.
Free education is good for all Ghanaians. But I find that from the kindergarten level, it's not been properly taken off. A lot of people who have not been able to go to junior secondary schools. That has to be sorted out. More schools have to be built. And then teachers have to be given more training. We should build more training colleges to be able to have more teachers so that the people to teacher ratio should come down. If you are teaching 100 people, a teacher is very difficult. But if you can bring it down to 30, then more people will get more quality education. In addition, the technical and vocational should also be improved. We should highlight those areas. Also, we should look at where we want to go in Ghana. What sort of factories do we want to build? What sort of scientific things do we want to do? We have to build it into our educational system to make it very, very good and quality. Also, Guinea, Ivory Coast, Nigeria, Gabon, they all come into schools in Ghana. If we build more training systems, schools and colleges, we'll get more export earnings from these people coming in. It's important to do that. Once we do that, our education, as we have it, will be much better and we'll be well respected around the world, and we'll have a better system to build our industries on.
The independent presidential candidate Jacob Oseyebua said he will restructure the Ministry of Education by aligning it with the Ministry of Trade and Industry to build the skills of the youth.
We need to restructure our ministry. We have Ministry of Education and Sports, and then we have Trade and Industry. What we need to do is for us to have Ministry of Education and Industry, whereby the output of our education will feed into the skill gaps of our industry, so that the students coming out of school will know that these are the skill gaps that they are supposed to fill. Now, when we're talking about quality, quality comes from the end product of our education, depending on the psyche of the child or the student at schooling. You might have a student sitting in air condition with all the facilities, but that student will fail. Whereas there might be another student studying under a tree, and that student at the end of the day will pass. So there's something fundamental. As someone who attended an elementary school, yes, and to early primary, over there, because the teachers were motivated, I stood tall with those who attended the international school.
The presidential candidate of the United Front Party, UFP, Kwejuade Odike, for his part said mainstreaming technical and vocational training will be the focus of his government.
We are also going to ensure that technical and vocational studies becomes the center stage of our educational system, because it is where the what we call middle class manpower derives its distinct from. Our current educational system nurtures only professionals and employees. Kwejuade Odike led administration is going to inculcate entrepreneurship into our curriculum, so that our children, when they graduate from schools, will not seek the formal sector to be employed, but rather they will be skillful enough to take up entrepreneurship challenges and then go to the private sector so that the economy will expand.
You heard the presidential candidate of the UFP, Kwesi Adeyi Odike.